Hello, Patty.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. I have a question about angioedema and hives. It seems like I had a small incident of this probably 10 years ago where my eyes started itching and swelled shut, but it didn't last very long. And then last year, I had a little more prolonged incident under a lot of stress, and it didn't last too long, but I had some cracking and scaling around my eyes with the skin right around the side and underneath my eyes where the angioedema had been swollen from the angioedema. And that went away, it sort of came back, a little bit of scaling and cracking, but in a very limited area. Well, this March, my husband was in the hospital, and it was a very serious situation, and he's doing really well. You know, I'm very blessed with that. But I had angioedema when he got out of the hospital. I had it again, and it's recurred three times since then, and where the itching, swelling, and my face gets very red. Now, in the wake of this bout of it, I've had the scaling and itching across my entire face, and now it's peeling. I've been to an allergist, and the thing that he recommended that has helped a lot is the ketocortisone, I guess the Nizoral shampoo, the 2% that I've used, because once the angioedema goes down, what remains looks like seborrheic dermatitis. All of this points to me as my under stress, nervous system is kind of worn out, and then my immune system is somewhat impaired, or this wouldn't happen. I'm on the mend now, but I want to know what to do to prevent this in the future and other things that I can do that might be helpful.
Well, you know, typically with hives or urticaria, there's definitely a histamine component to it. So yeah, that's one of those things that you can actually measure in the bloodstream. And if that tends to run high, especially under stress, then you can do some natural products that help to limit the histamine effects. And
yes, that's what I've read about that. So
yeah, one of my favorite is quercetin, which is part of the vitamin C complex. And
well, I'm taking quercetin bromelain combination.
Okay.
I'm also taking some rutin, and I've been taking a buffered form of C in the powder form, similar to Emergency.
Excellent.
But it's a different brand, as well as some extra reishi mushroom for immune system, some rutin, and then B-complex. Those are kind of how I'm working with this. But I'm also taking a lower dose. He has given me a higher dose of antihistamine, my doctor has, but I'm kind of taking a lower dose when I feel like I need it. But it definitely does help if the swelling starts or itching starts. And I have had a history of hives since I'm 66, but when I was in my early 20s even, I had hives with penicillin and with sulfa drugs. So those are on my, you know, don't use list, my allergy list. And now at certain times I get hot or I'm a little bit nervous, I'll have hives. They tend to be right at the base of my spine. I don't know if that's significant or not, but that tends to be where they break out. And they're usually short-lived, come up and itch and then go down. But this is the first time I've had the angioedema that's been this level of severity. And this has been very disturbing to have.
Well, One clue is if it's happening at the lower end of your spine, then sometimes that can be a digestive problem. And one thing I would recommend is doing a food sensitivity panel. We have something called an E95, which measures 95 different food sensitivities, and sometimes that can make a really, really big difference in your in your histamine production. Other things to think about is sometimes it can be linked to low thyroid function. If that could be a possibility. And another thing that I've seen really help over and over again is, these are things that are available at our either Tahoma dispensary or other health food stores, but if you can get an extract of spleen and thymus tissue, oh my gosh, it seems to work really well at preventing hives and lowering that histamine. It It's related, of course, to your immune system. So the spleen and the thymus tissue seems to really, really calm that down. So,
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I think that's part of the issue. And the thyroid interests me a bit because my mother was on thyroid medication for quite some time during her life, especially when I was younger. So it's been quite a few years ago. But several years ago, I had extreme fatigue and fever in the every evening I'd have fever. It went for 6 weeks, and my thyroid was enlarged, but the medical doctor that I saw said, oh, well, your thyroid numbers are fine, but my sed rate was just off the chart. And I kept thinking, I think there's something probably not right with my thyroid, but it's just not showing up on the blood tests for thyroid hormones that they had given me. So could that have been the case?
Yeah, you know, very much so. The most conventional docs will only check your TSH, and meanwhile, you know, your TSH could be right in the midline, but you're really low in T4 or T3, or your antibodies are high, or there's something else going on. But yeah, hives are kind of an interesting thing. It's also been linked to a stomach infection with H. pylori.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And especially if it comes on suddenly. But
it's very sudden.
Yeah. But like I say, try that thymus and spleen combination.
Okay.
That works amazingly well, along with the quercetin. So.
Right, and I'm taking 4 quercetin a day, two once in the morning and 2 in the evening, and it's a Now brand. I think that's.
That's perfect.
So, yeah, okay, good.
If you can get maybe 500 milligrams twice a day, I think that would be the optimal level.
Yeah,
Music, so we better go to our news at the top of the hour. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.